This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing in Masechta Ksubas, Daf HaShavua, Daf Tzadi, really Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. So that itself is a milestone, Blad 100, isn't that amazing, of Ksubas. That's really amazing. We're going to start with the Mishnah on Tzadi Tes Amid Beis on the bottom. Until now, we're talking about an Almana who sold the land of her husband to collect her ksuba or collect her mezonos, and if she made a mistake, what's the halacha? So the Gemara said earlier that we don't. The halacha is that if an almana made a mistake, then it's not valid. However, what would the halacha be if the Bezdin makes a mistake? So says the Mishnah, Shum Hadayanim, if the judges make an estimation, Shepich Sushtos, they underestimated a sixth, Ayoy Sifushtos, or they overestimated a sixth, Michron Batel. So the Tanakama holds the sale is null and void. Okay, this is the Tanakama, that if the Bezdin makes a mistake, the sell is null and void. Now, what's interesting is we just learned that when the shliach makes a mistake, if he makes any mistake at all, so then the mishalech could say, look, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. But here the question is, what about the Bezdin? What about the Bezdin? So it seems like we're going to give the Bezdin more flexibility. So by a shliach, if he makes any mistake at all, so that would nullify the sale. By the Bezdin, we're going to cut the Bezdin more slack, only a sixth, up to a sixth. Now, here, the question is, I understand if he underestimated, so he's hurting the Amana. But if he overestimated, so he's doing too good of a job. What's wrong with doing too good of a job? Now, everybody knows if you go for an interview and they ask you, you know, what's your biggest deficiency? So you say, oh my God. You say, you know, sometimes I work too hard. Or, you know, I put in too much effort, you know. So in this case, what's wrong with what the shliach is doing? He's getting more value than it's worth. So it seems like we need to keep things on an even playing field. The same way if he underestimates, so then it's null and void because he's not appropriately representing the almana. So too, if he overestimates, so we don't allow that to go through. Because then the buyer is not being treated fairly. Fine. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Michron Kayam, the sale is valid. Why? Because Imkein Ma Koach Bezdin Yafeh. If we don't allow the sale to be valid, then in what way is the power of the Bezdin strong? Meaning, what is the Koach of the Bezdin? Okay, so basically, Shim Gamliel is saying that even if the Bezdin makes a mistake more than a sixth, it's valid because Imkein Ma Koach Bezdin Yafeh. Now, the Tanakhama agrees in fundamentally to this idea. Namely, it's not like a regular shliach that if he makes even the slightest mistake at all, it nullifies the sale. We do cut the Bezdin some slack, even according to the Tanakhama, up to a sixth. It's just if Shim Gamliel holds, we'll cut that for a Bezdin, we'll cut them even more slack, even more than a sixth, because otherwise, in what way is their power strong? Fine. Avalam asui geras bikaris benim. If the Bezdin made a letter of investigation, afilu machru shave mana b'masayim, then even if they sold karka that was worth 100 for 200, or or something for 200, for 100, mechron kayim, it stands. What does that mean? If the court basically made a letter of investigation. They publicized that they're going to sell the property, and they're going to get the best price they can. So then there's no mistake at all, and then we will allow the sale to stand. Okay. Iboiluhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Shliach, come on. What if a shliach does the sale? Do we say it's like an almana, and even the slightest mistake would nullify the sale? Or do we say it's like a bezdin, and it has to be a sixth, or even more than a sixth, like Rav Shin Gamliel, it will not be nullified? That's the shayla. Now, there's a very big question over here, because when we say we're talking about a shliach, what kind of shliach are we talking about? Rashi says we're talking about a regular shliach. Rashi doesn't specify. Rashi doesn't say what kind of shliach we're talking about. So if we're talking about a shliach, then for the yisoimim, didn't the Gemara say earlier that a shliach of yisoimim, you could say l'skunei shadartich v'loy l'avasasi? Tosfos asks on Rashi that the Gemara said explicitly that a shliach that makes any error at all, the proceedings, the sale is invalid. That was the opinion of Nachman, that l'skuni shadartich. So therefore, what's the Gemara's question about a shliach? The Gemara said earlier, a shliach can't make any mistake whatsoever. So, says Tosis, when the Gemara said earlier that a shliach can't make any mistake, it meant can't make a mistake more than a sixth. But up to a sixth, maybe he could make a mistake. So, our question here is, a shliach, is he like an almana who can't make any mistake at all? Or is a shliach like a bezdin that you can make up to a sixth? The Gemara earlier said that a shliach can't make any error. You could understand that it means can't make an error up to a sixth. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam learns that our shaila is not talking about a regular shliach. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam da'ocha ma'ir b'shliach de'dayonim. We're talking about the shliach of Bezdin. If Bezdin, we allow Bezdin to make a mistake up to a sixth. An amana can't make a mistake at all. What about the shliach of Bezdin? Different than Tosus' defense of Rashi. Tosus defends Rashi that we're talking about a regular shliach, and the Gemara before maybe is allowing a mistake. The Gemara before that didn't allow a mistake. It's really referring to more than a sixth. Rabbeinu Tam says we're talking about the shliach of Bezdin. So Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Rava said the name Rav Nachman, shliach kedayanin. Rava said the name Rav Nachman, the shliach is like the bezdin, and therefore, just like a bezdin will cut them slack up to a sixth, a shliach will cut slack up to a sixth. Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna said the name Rav Nachman, ke'almana. It's like an almana. So again, Rava said the name of Rav Nachman, shliach is like the dayanim and will cut the shliach slack. Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna said the name of Nachman, the shliach is like an almana who we don't cut any slack. Rava Amar Rav Nachman, shaka dayanim ma dayanim lav ledetu. Why would the shliach be like dayanim? Because just like dayanim, they're not selling their own property. They're not selling it for themselves. So the shliach is also not selling it for himself. He's selling it for someone else, for the almana. La'afuki almana l'diladida. But an almana is selling it for herself. So therefore, we can't tolerate any error. If she's doing it for herself, then we will only allow it if she gets good value. But if, just like the Dayanim, they're doing it for someone else, so we say they're doing it in good faith, even if they don't get the full price. The same thing with the Shliach. Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Nachman, Ka'amana. Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna said the Shliach is like an Amana. How? Ma Amana Yechida. Just like an Amana is one person. Av Shliach Yachid. We don't tolerate a mistake from an individual. Lafuki Bezin, the Rabbanan, as opposed to the court, which are many people, and therefore for them, we will tolerate an error. What's Allah of Hilsa Shliach Ka'amana? The Allah is a Shliach is like an Amana, that even the smallest mistake nullifies the sale. In fact, the Gemara, really, a Shliach is not like an Amana, and even the smallest amount nullifies the sale. But didn't we learn that a Shliach who takes off Truma for a Bala Bayis will cut him slack, even if he's off by 10%, it's still valid. How could you say a Shliach, we don't tolerate any mistake, but we know a Shliach by Truma, we do tolerate a mistake. Now, who is this a question on? You see, because an important point there is, we just said, the halacha is a Shliach is like an Amana, and now we're asking, but we know a Shliach, we do tolerate a mistake. Meaning, Bishlama, according to your opinion, that a Shliach is like the Beis Din, everything is good. But here's the question. According to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, that we're talking about the Shliach of Beis Din, then it would come out. But if it would be a Shliach of the Yisoimim, everyone would agree that we don't tolerate any mistake. So then this should be a question on everyone, meaning the Din v'Hilchos HaShliach Ka'amana is even the Shliach of Beis Din. As opposed to, in other words, we're saying there's a machloikis by the Shliach of Beis Din. What would it be if it would be the Shliach of the Yisoimim? Everyone would agree that he's like an Amana. Well, in that case, this should be a question on everybody. Okay, but the question is, why is it different from that which we learned in the Mishnah? How Emel HaShlucha Sonu says to a Shliach, Tseyu Troim, go take off Chuma for me. Toirem Kedas Balabais. He has to take off Chuma in accordance with how the Balabais thinks, with his perspective, with his attitude. V'meni Yodea Da'adish Balabais. If he doesn't know how the Balabais thinks, he should take off Truma in the medium amount, which is Echad Mechamishim, 1/50. Piche Sasara, if he did 10 less, meaning he gave one from 1/40, Ahoyse Vasara, he gave 1/60. Truma said Truma, the Truma is valid. So we see that by a Shliach, we do tolerate error. So how could you say the halacha is the Shliach, we don't tolerate error, but here we see that we do tolerate error from a Shliach. Says Gemara Hossam, over there by Truma, given the Ika Dutarma Ayin Ra, since there are those who take off Truma in a stingy way, namely 1/60, the Ika Dutarma Ayin Yaf, and some take off Truma in a generous way, namely 1/40, Amar Le, so the Shliach could say to the sender, Lahachi Amaticha, this is how I evaluated you. I evaluated you either 1/40 or 1/60. Aval hacha teusuhi. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about someone who made a mistake. Mistakes we don't tolerate. Meaning, we'll allow a educated error. Meaning, if the shliach says, look, this is what I evaluated that you would give, so if it wasn't a good evaluation, it will still stand. But if the Shliach made a simple mistake, so then we can't tolerate a simple mistake. Okay. Now, what do we learn in the Mishnah? There's Machlokes Tanakama Shem Gamliel. Tanakama says that Beis Din will cut them slack up to a sixth, and Shem Gamliel says even more than a sixth. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Huna Bar Chanina said Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. The Halacha is like the Chachamim, that if you have a mistake of 1/6, it will not be a good mechira. If Bezin makes a mistake of a sixth, it will not be a good sale. Says Gemara, really? But that means a mistake of a sixth will nullify the sale, even though it's Bezdin. And we don't cut Bezdin the slack of being able to make a mistake more than a sixth. I Veleslay, Rav Nachman, Ma'koyach Bezdin Yafe. Rav Nachman doesn't hold to the principle that in that case, how is Bezdin's power strong? Isn't there an idea that we promote the power of Bezdin and we allow them to make even an egregious error? V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman sending Mishmuel. Yisoymim shabo lachlik b'nichsei avien. If Yisoymim come to divide the property of their father, Bezdin ma'amidin lahem apotropos. Bezdin will establish a apotropos for them. U'bayrin lahem chelek yafe. And the Bezdin will appoint an overseer, and the overseer will select for them a good portion. So basically, you have orphans, they come to divide their father's estate, but they're not old enough to make a reasonable decision, so the Bezdin appoints for them a overseer, and he selects for them a good portion. Higdilu, when these Yisraelim grow up, Yichayim Limchas, they could protest the share that they got. But Rav Nachman today, Rav Nachman himself says, Higdilu en Yichayim Limchas. When they grow up, they cannot protest the sale. Why? Because Imkein Ma'koyach Bezin Yafe, if so, how is the power of the court strong? Once the court makes a decision and divvies out the property, so then the halacha is, the Yisraelim cannot protest. So we see that Rav Nachman holds that we have to uphold the power of the court. So why in the Mishnah does Rav Nachman say that we'll only cut the Bezdin slack if they make a mistake up to a sixth? Even if they make a mistake more than a sixth, we should cut the Bezdin slack. Says the Gemara Loi Kasha, it's not difficult. Hadutau. In our Mishnah, we're talking about where the Bezdin made a mistake. They made an error. Then we don't have to uphold their power. Hadulaito. But in the case of the Yisoymim, the Bezdin did not make an error. So if they didn't make an error, we don't allow the Yisoymim to protest. So the question the Gemara asks is, well, if they didn't make an error, what are the Yisoymim protesting about? If they didn't make an error, but what are they protesting about? The Gemara says, Baruchais. They're protesting the side of the field that they got. It wasn't a mistake. But the Yisraelim say, look, I want to have a different field because the other field borders on my field and I stand to gain if I have the other field. In other words, Bezin didn't make a mistake, but the Yisraelim say, you know, you didn't, I would like a different portion because I stand to gain more with a different portion. Kiyasar of Dimi. When Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, but he came to Bavel. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Maisa, there's a story, Va'asa Rebbe Kedibei Chachamim. Rebbe actually ruled like the sages, that if Bezin makes a mistake of a sixth, we have to reverse it, and we have to be mevatel the sale. Amar lefanav Prata, so Prata, benoisha Rebbe Lazar, ben Prata, the son of Rebbe Lazar, the son of Prata, ben benoi, the grandson, shall Rebbe Prata Hagadol, the grandson of Rebbe Prata Hagadol, says to Rebbe, imkein ma'koyach Bezin Yafe, why are you nullifying the sale? But if that's the case, how is Bezin's power strong? Basically, that's the argument of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we have to uphold the decision of Bezin even more than a, if they make a mistake more than a sixth. The Hechzer Rebbe Esham Hamas and Rebbe retracted, and he said the sale is good even though the mistake was more than a sixth. So according to this version, Rebbe first paskin like the Chachamim where he nullified the sale and then he retracted, he upheld the sale. Rav Dimi Masni Hachi. when Rav Dimi came to Rav Dimi Masni Hachi. What we just learned was the version of Rav Dimi. Rav Safra Masni Hachi. Rav Safra learns like we're about to learn. Rav Safra had a different version. Maisa, the story goes, Ubikish Rebbe Lassus Kedere Chacham. Not that Rebbe was Mavatal the Sale like the Chachamim. Rebbe wanted to be Mavatal the Sale like the Chachamim. Amr Lefana Prata. So Prata said to him, Benoy Sherb Lezer Ben Prata. The son of Rav Lezer, the son of Prata, Ben Benoy, who's the grandson of Rav Prata HaGadol, Imkein Ma'koyach Bezdin Yafel. Really? You want to be Mevatel Lasel? But then how is the power of Bezdin strong? And Loyasa Rebbe Esamaisa, Rebbe therefore was not Mevatel Lasel. So we have two versions. Rav Dimi said, Rebbe was Mevatel Lasel until he was told the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and he retracted and he upheld the sale. And Rav Safra says that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel the sale, but then he heard the argument of Shem Gamliel and he didn't do it. So what's the nafka mina between these two versions? Why would anyone have to say that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel the sale? Why not just assume that the story actually was that Rebbe was Mevatel the sale? It would seem like the only reason why there would be a version that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel the Sale is because if he actually was Mevatel the Sale, then he would not retract just because there's a Mishnah that says that the sale is valid. He would only retract if he never really issued a ruling to begin with, so then he could reverse it because he never really issued anything contrary to that. So says the Gemara, Lema b'hakam efgi. Let's say that the machlokes Rav Dimi and Rav Safra is mar savar ta b'dvar mishnah chayzer. This opinion holds that if a chacham makes a mistake about something that's straight out in a mishnah chayzer, he has to retract. Because basically we have an open mishnah that brings the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, that Imkein Ma Koyach Bezin Yafeh. So this is an open Mishnah. So Rav Dimi holds that if a Chacha makes a mistake and he forgets about an open Mishnah, he could retract. So therefore Rav Dimi could say, Rebbe actually was Mevatel the Sale, and then he was Chayzer. Umar Sabra Einoi Chayzer. But Rav Safra holds that once a Dayan makes a decision, he can't be Chayzer, even if there's an open Mishnah. So Rav Safra is forced to say, Rebbe never ruled to be Mevatel HaSel, he just wanted to. Because if he actually did, he would not be Chayzer based on a Mishnah. And Rav Dimi holds that if you're Tabib Var Mishnah, you could be Chayzer. Says Gemara, no, everybody holds, everybody holds if you made a mistake about something explicitly in the Mishnah, you could be Chayzer. Why would Rev Safra have to say then that Rebbe only wanted to be Mevatel the Sale? The answer is because that's what happened. They're not arguing out of necessity. It's just Mar Savar Hachi Ava Maisa, Mar Savar Hachi Ava Maisa. Rav Dimi held Rebbe was Mevatel the Sale. And Rav Safra says the case was he just wanted to, because before he got around to doing it, he learned the Mishnah. But even if he would have done it, he still would have been Chayzer. Okay? And we'll hold it over here.
And how do we say that Ray was Tavid Var Mishnah's Machlokas? Why can't you say, why is he Tavid Var Mishnah's Machlokas? In fact, he's the Yotas Yotas. Mishnah Gamliel.
You're saying that it's not Tavid Var Mishnah because it's not explicitly in the Mishnah. Yeah, how could you call the? Why is it? You're asking. Rav Lewis is asking. Why is this considered Tav B'Dvar Mishnah when you have the opinion of the Tanakhama? Yeah, it's a good question. We're assuming that because it seems like because Rishon Gamliel gave a rationale, therefore it's like it's a Dvar Mishnah. Here, look, Rashi says, look, the lashon of Rashi is V'hai Nami Dvar Mishnahu Sha'af Al Pi Shenechlaku Chachamim Arashimin. Like Reb Lewis is asking, how is this a Dvar Mishnah? The Chachamim argue, but Harei Nosan Tam L'Dvarav. If Rishon Gamliel gives a rationale, then that takes, that sort of establishes that the what the Mishnah is saying explicitly is just that opinion. Very interesting. It's called the Dvar Mishnah, even though there's a Machlokes. Yeah, I mean, Rashi, since you bothered by your question, Rashi says because Rishon Gamliel says a Svara. Even so, you would say, even though he says a Svara, but the Chachamim argue on that Svara. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Hatzlacha. Kol tov. Thanks.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.